Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 4. Last week we looked at verses 1 through 13. This evening we'll continue on through the rest of this chapter, so 14 through 25. And I have some prayer information for our missionaries. And so the Taylors have a new letter, and they're going through a series in the book of Nehemiah, and then they also have a prayer request that they have six new people starting a new members class, and so they're seeing already new people coming to their church, and then they also praise God for their finances. So it says, we just got back from our hardware store where we ordered the floor tile for our building. We also installed windows in the next weeks. They were excited to have real windows. Before, they just had some kind of wood shutters. We are thankful to God also for your prayer for generous offerings, which also go to the building fund. Please pray for safety for our building while we are in the process of installing the windows. And then they had an individual named Rachel visit them from Portugal, and she'll be there for 6 weeks. And they're also doing an outreach, and it says tomorrow, this is actually today. So tomorrow, on Monday, they'll be doing an outreach, and then they have some pictures. Also, the Basses, if I can remember what your password is here. So Bob has on his Facebook, he's the director of Home of Child Abuse Prevention and Intervention in Sioux Refugio. So he's involved. They have some pictures that they have been doing medical campaigns, building a playground, and sharing the gospel. And he has several kind of highlights of people that have trusted Christ. So I'm not sure all what it takes place, but it sounds similar to what we do at the mission, possibly, down in Peru. And so also the Rachel Tarvin, they had a medical campaign about the same time as our VBS, and they had 30 people come down from the States, nurses, dentists, doctors, and so hopefully they can follow up all the people they had good contacts with. Continue to pray for the Stillwells as they're busy, even though they're elderly. They seem like they're very involved with church planning, camp ministry, counseling, and think of the Borders. Do you know how much we raised for the Borders? Don't know yet. Okay, but sure, the Borders could use the funds. Earlier this year, they said that they had lost $1,000 a month, and because of the increase in medical costs and also losing some churches, and so I think that'll be a blessing to them. The Wynons, we heard from them that they had a contact of a family in either Iraq or Iran. I can't remember the exact country it was, but they're able to lead to Christ and disciple. And then Heidi Davis, as they are also involved in ABWE hospital ministry, medical campaign to the Burmese refugees, almost 1 million people, and also translation. And so let's take the time to pray, and we'll get started. Father, thank you for all your love and care for us. We think of the Taylors. Just thank you for the finishing of this building project as they're putting in the flooring and putting in actual windows. Thank you for raising the funds to be able to do these things so that they can have a building that's more comfortable for the people who come. And just thank you for just this past year of raising up this building, and I believe being able to pay it as they go so they're not in debt. And we also just think of this new members class, that they have six people who are now going to be joining the church. Just thank you for adding these people. And we also think of Bob and Becky Bath as they have changed mission boards and to a new area of ministry with Director of Refugees and reaching the needy people. Pray you just continue to give them wisdom, and just thank you for the salvation decisions they've seen already in a short time. And we also just think of the Stillwells. Just thank you for their faithfulness, and may you continue to give them the strength they need to do the seminary and the Bible camp, as well as teaching on Sundays. And also just think of Rachel Tarvin, as probably they have many contacts to follow up on with the 30 individuals coming down from the States. May you continue just to give them the strength they need to continue to reach out to these many contacts. And we also just thank you for the Borders, as we've been able to raise up some funds through our BBS to be able to support them and encourage them. May other churches as well be able to meet their need. Just thank you for the Wynons and how they're able to, even retired, be able to continue to serve you. Thank you for this couple that trusted in Christ, and may they continue to get involved in a church that can disciple them. And we also just think of Heidi Davis and her ministry in Bangladesh. And I just pray you continue just to give her wisdom as she leads, is administrator over several missionaries, and as she helps give direction to the hospital ministry, the translation, and just reaching out to refugees and the needy people. May you continue to give her wisdom. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Put this back. So, Romans chapter 4, and we left off on verse 13. So last week we talked about how that Abraham was not the father of the circumcision, but he is the father of those who believe through faith. And this evening, Paul's going to continue that message, and he's going to say how that Abraham is the father of many nations. And so he says in Romans chapter 4, verse 14, "For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none, or canceled." And so what he's saying here, if they are heirs of Abraham because of works of following the law perfectly, then faith is useless. It's of none effect, it says here. And the promise made through faith is void. If you remember back in the first 13 verses, he over and over again talked about Abraham and how that Abraham was justified before he offered his son, before he was circumcised, actually 24 years prior. And it was only by in Genesis 15 where he actually trusted in Christ, or trusted, excuse me, in God, believed in God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So if they were which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void or empty, and the promise made of none effect. The reality here is if they were heirs by the law, they had to follow it perfectly. And that's impossible. It's impossible for sinful humans to follow the law perfectly. And so the promise was kept because even though humankind couldn't meet up to God's standard, God's promise through faith that all those who believe would become God's children. Then verse 15, "Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression." And so this might seem kind of confusing, and people have actually taken this verse to say that we shouldn't evangelize, because if we don't share the word of God, people will not be transgressing. But that's not what it's saying here, because remember back in the beginning of Romans, where because of creation, the whole world is condemned before God. Even if they don't know about the Old Testament, they are still aware of their sin, and they're guilty before God. But it says here, because the law worketh wrath, man's sinfulness, and the punishment for sin, where there is no law is, there is no transgression. And so the law reveals the punishment. Remember back in Romans, the law stops the mouths of men. It makes us realize that we're sinful, that we cannot meet God's standard. And so here, because the law produces wrath, man's realize his sinfulness and his need for punishment. So law reveals our need of punishment. Then verse 16, where therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. When I was growing up, we would sing a song, Father Abraham. And I remember when I became a teenager and switched churches, the church I grew up in was a covenant church. And then when I became involved in a Baptist church, they said, we don't sing this song. But the emphasis here, though, is that we are, it says here, as Abraham believed and all those who follow him, but we don't void the promises to the Jewish people. And some believe that song is saying that basically we replace the Jewish people. We're not going to replace the Jewish people. God, as it says in Revelation, as we went through it, one day he will turn his attention back to the Jewish people. And 144,000 will be witnesses during the Great Tribulation. And through the Jewish nation, they will eventually accept, many will accept Jesus as the Messiah. God's promises to the land, the seed, and blessing will be fulfilled. And so here is that we didn't replace Israel, but we are as well, through Abraham's faith, we as well receive God's blessing because of faith. But it says here in verse 16, therefore it is of the faith that it might be by grace. So this promise, to end the promise that might be sure, or the guarantee, all the seed, the descendants, not to that only which is of the law, the Jewish people. So not just the Jewish people who follow the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And so ultimately, Paul is speaking to Roman church, and the Roman church is made up of both Jews and Gentiles. And as he's speaking to them, he says here, Abraham is the father of us all. And so because of his faith, we also become God's children by our faith, not by following the law and not becoming a Jew by circumcision, but because we believe in God. The faith of Abraham brings his promise. And in verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. We find this in Genesis 17, verse 5. And so God speaking to Abraham because of his belief before circumcision. By his faith, he is a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. This idea of quickeneth is gives life to the dead. And so he's going to mention here how that Abraham believed, even though him and his wife were many years past childbearing, they believed the Lord. And it says here, and called those things which be not as though they were. And so calls things into existence that do not exist. God declares sinners righteous. And then verse 18, this is found in Genesis 15:5, which is humanly impossible. He says in verse 18, "Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." And so the descendants of Abraham, God would bless and fulfill his promise. But if you remember, Abraham and Sarah doubted God at first. And because of a concubine, we have Hagar. And so God, even though they didn't trust God fully at the beginning, God continued to fulfill his promise to Abraham. And God's going to accomplish the impossible. Here in verse 19, "And being not weak in the faith, he considered not his own body dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb." So Abraham was 100. His wife Sarah was 10 years younger. She was 90 years old. They trusted the Lord. At first, they tried to find their own means of having descendants. But God continued to fulfill his promise to Abraham and wanted to give him a child through Sarah. And it says here, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." The idea here of stagger is he did not waver at the promise of God. Through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God. He trusted the Lord. Even when humanly speaking, it was impossible, he trusted the Lord. And then verse 21, "being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." So you think about it today, do we have that same faith? We have all of our technology, but yet sometimes we don't believe God can do the miraculous. And Abraham believed that God could do the impossible. It says here, "and being fully persuaded, fully convinced, what he had promised, he was able also to perform." And so he understood the promise, the source was God. Even though Abraham and Sarah doubted God and tried through their own means to have a descendant, God is the source of that promise. He continued to bless the Abraham and Sarah, and he gave them the land, seed, and promise. He fulfilled it. And then verse 22, "and therefore it was imputed or credited to him for righteousness." And because he trusted the Lord even late in life, God blessed him with a son. But he also here credits him with the righteousness, which he had done many years prior. Then verse 23, Now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him. And so it's also for our benefit and all those who would follow him in faith in God. For us as well. "Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed or credited if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead." And so all those who followed Abraham, if they believe in God. Now some didn't know about Jesus before he came into the picture, but their belief in God, they trusted the Lord, and it was credited to them for righteousness. And then Isaiah 53:12 here in verse 25, "who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." This is not word for word from Isaiah 53:12, but is actually a hymn that the early believers would sing. "He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." And so they would sing this stanza. His resurrection proves our justification. And so if you think about this tonight, because of Abraham's faith, we as well are benefited, because we also, by our faith, we are credited righteousness. And because Jesus Christ rose again, we as well will one day rise from the dead, because he has paid for our sin and given us his righteousness. And so as we finish here, the chapter 4, we're going to next week move on into chapter 5. And so chapter 5 is going to talk about how that we are justified even though we are yet enemies. And so if you want to look ahead to the chapter 5 next week, but this kind of summarizes the subject of Abraham, how that he was justified before circumcision, but also because of his faith, he is the father of many nations. And so let's close a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this evening. And thank you for the faith of Abraham and for Sarah, how that they trusted the Lord and it was credited to them for righteousness. And even though they failed and they tried to do things their own way, God was faithful. And he continued to fulfill his promise to Abraham and Sarah. We as well, as your children, we often make mistakes, sin, and do things because we're trusting our own selves. Help us to be like Abraham and Sarah, to be able to trust you, even in the difficult of times when we don't understand. Help us to trust you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.